The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney. How
good.
Are you?
Very good, Jackie. How are you today?
Great. We have with us Carl Massini, a mining engineer with PADEP. How are you?
I'm fine, Jackie. How are you?
Great, thank you. We thank you for being here with us. You're calling in from the southwestern part of the state, California?
Yes, I'm down in California, Pennsylvania.
All right, south of Pittsburgh, correct?
Correct.
All right. We're happy that you were able to pencil us in today. We appreciate your time. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You can view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Carl Massini, mining engineer with PA's DEP. We're going to talk about mine subsidence insurance, all the information that we need to know about it. So let's start with, who needs mine subsidence insurance, please?
Well, Jackie, anybody located above or nearly above an abandoned underground coal or clay mine should definitely consider getting the insurance. We also cover the policy that the state of Pennsylvania offers, also covers people located perhaps slightly below what we call the outcrop of the coal seam, which would be where the coal seam and the surface are near the same elevation. Even though they might not be directly undermined, we sometimes have mine outbreaks, water discharge that could cause ground movements and cause damage to the home. So people that are directly undermined, or even if you're close to being undermined, you'd want to consider getting the insurance.
Well, it's no secret that the northeast portion of Pennsylvania was a heavy coal mining place, and we have a lot of coal mines underneath us. How do we find out if we're near or above, anywhere near a mine, please?
Well, there's a couple, actually three ways you could go about it. One is simply to call our office. We have a toll-free number. It's 1-800-922-1678. The other way you can do that is to go to our website. Its website address is www.pa, P as in Paul, A as in Adam, M as in mine, and S as in subsidence, and I as insurance, .org, PAMSI.org. You could go on there. There's a homeowners section, and we've just debuted a new website that allows you to enter your address. It'll kind of zoom you right to a map that's color-coded, and depending on the color, a gray color would indicate you're undermined. Pink color would indicate that we suspect there could be mining. We don't have firm information, but we would still recommend that you get the insurance. And if you don't see either of those colors, you would not need the insurance. The other website that is out there for people interested in more detailed mine maps is a site called PA Mine Map Atlas, and the website is www.pamindmaps.psu.edu, and that allows you to go on with your address, type it in. It'll zoom you to your site. You can look at it in satellite view, street view. You can look at detailed maps that will come up. You could print the maps out. So that's a little more difficult to do. Not that it's difficult, but a little more entailed, if you will, to do the last option that I gave you. But the simplest option is, like I said, if you want to call, we have people that will answer. They'll type in your address and let you know whether or not you need the insurance, or go to our website and type in your address.
What's that number again, please, Carl?
It's 1-800-922-1678.
Okay. So mine subsidence insurance doesn't automatically come with a homeowner's insurance policy in this region?
No, not at all. Some people may believe that that's the case, but unless you have some type of special rider that you've requested on your homeowner's insurance, and there's probably only one or two private homeowners insurance companies that even offer mine subsidence insurance. But unless you found them and you specifically requested mine subsidence insurance, you're not going to be covered if there's an event that damages your home.
Well, there's a lot of events that can damage a home. How do we know if it's mine subsidence?
Well, mine subsidence is a very sudden surface movement that's caused by failure of underground coal or clay mine working. So I often tell people subsidence, you can have a situation where your home is fine one day, and the next day you've got serious issues where you've got significant cracking in the lower portions of the home. Being that the mine's below the home, obviously the first part that's going to be impacted would be if you have a basement, the basement area. The house often goes out of level, is tilted, windows and doors aren't working, utility lines will often break. So if you have those types of situations occur, and hopefully you have the insurance before that occurs, you'd want to give us a call and let us know and file a claim.
So these maps are big. You were here once before, a couple years back. I don't think these maps were online, were they? Or is this something new?
It was probably not to the extent it is now. They're continuing. We have a group of guys down here that do a great job there, and we get helps from various universities through a grant program that we have. They're scanning in maps, which are hard copy maps, which for your anthracite region, we have a large number of maps and very detailed maps, a very good collection. So those are being scanned in. They're digitized. They're geo-referenced. They're located. They're located in reference to surface features. So when you type your address in and it zooms you in, the mind map, you can see the mind map in relation to the surface or your home. Now, that's constantly being updated. It's still not at every map that we have, and we're even continuing to gather maps. But as far as the detailed site that I gave you, the PA Mind Maps Atlas, that site with specific mapping information, while it's constantly being updated, it might not be completely updated.
I went to a few sites that offer maps, and I didn't see where we live or even the county listed. So, but it's being constantly updated.
Correct. Yeah. If you don't see that, I mean, a lot of people have used that site. Contractors, developers. We've had over 1 million hits on that PA Mind Map Atlas website, which you can even Google if you're not sure about the internet address. But we have had over 1 million hits, about 45,000 downloads of the actual maps. And again, maybe if you go, you might not see anything yet for your site, but again, it will eventually be that library of maps that you'll be able to access is going to be complete, unless we get new maps that we weren't aware were available.
So keep checking.
Keep checking, yeah.
Okay, all right. So is everything covered under a mine subsidence policy in terms of structure and any sheds, swimming pools?
Garage,
detached garage. Are those automatically part of the policy?
No, they're not. Each individual structure needs its own policy. Now, if you have a home that has an attached garage, some type of attached addition, that would be covered under one policy. As long as everything attached to one structure, that could be considered covered under one policy. If you have a detached garage, a shed that meets our definition of a complete building, those would both require separate policies if you wanted to insure them.
Okay. So you need to make sure that when you're talking to someone, such as your agency or your insurance carrier, that you discuss all these items?
Correct. When you call in, and hopefully they would make you aware of it, but when you call in for each separate structure that you want to insure, you would have to fill out an application or request an application or do it online for each individual structure. Some people, as you're indicating, might apply for the residence, might have a two-car detached garage on the property and assume that that's covered by the policy on the home, and it's not. Again, each individual structure needs its own policy.
Okay, is there anything in that application process that tips one off that they would need to make another application for another structure?
It is indicated in the both the online application. If you go on our website and print out an application, it's indicated there. So, it is in there.
Okay, great. And what's the website?
www.pamsi.org.
And that's the website to go to for applications, information, and mapping.
Right. Yeah, the PAMSI stands for Pennsylvania Mine Subsidence Insurance. So there, you could go there, like I said, look up if you need the insurance. There's our contact number is there, 1-800-922-1678, in case you run into problems. There's an online application you could complete. There's an application that you could print out. Some people aren't comfortable with doing things online. You could print it out, send it in with a check. As I mentioned at the beginning, they've streamlined that website now so that it's more user-friendly to apply online, to get your application submitted, to navigate within there, to look up mining information. That they've streamlined it, which is much more user-friendly.
Let's talk about the cost. What additional cost does mine subsidence insurance?
Well, we offer anywhere between $5,000 and $500,000 of coverage. Our average policy is around $160,000, and that would cost someone, a non-senior citizen, $87.50 a year for $160,000 worth of coverage. Senior citizens get a 10% discount, and that's 65 and over. For $100,000, for example, it's about $57 per year. We recommend that people get replacement costs for their structure. In the event it's a catastrophic subsidence event that will require complete rebuild. We tell people that if you look at your homeowner's policy, they often have that amount replacement cost on that. Suggest getting another 10 to 20% beyond that, because we pay for appurtenances to structures, which are sidewalks, driveways, retaining walls, in-ground pools. We could pay up to 10% additional if the subsidence event that impacted the structure also impacts these appurtenances. And beyond that, we offer inconvenience money for people that go through a subsidence event, and that varies depending on the severity. If you have enough coverage, we'll pay you anywhere between $600 and $7,000 of inconvenience money to help you through the process of repairs.
You mean like an inconvenience such as having to move out?
Right. Moving out, we expect there might be higher utility bills. Some people might be concerned about security. So to get you through that, what might be quite a repair that's going on, a few years back instituted that as part of our insuring agreement.
We just recently added that onto our insurance. I went to my local insurance agent and we didn't have any. So she recommended a certain amount. And it, like you said, it was $57 for $100,000 worth of coverage. How can you go wrong? And she explained to me, she says, if there's cracking in the foundation, and she goes, that's usually not covered by your homeowner's policy.
It is not. If it turns out, regardless, even if it wasn't a subsidence issue, your homeowner's policy typically doesn't cover ground movements that cause damage to a home. Obviously, with our policy, it would have to be a subsidence-related issue or related to a mine drainage outbreak. But if you have the insurance and that we deem it to be that's what it is, we're going to compensate you whatever is necessary up to your coverage amount. And as I said, that includes the incidental costs that we could pay. This between $600 and $7,000. And we've expanded coverage several years ago to include these appurtenances that I mentioned.
How do you determine if it's a mine subsidence? You come out and drill boreholes, and is it a whole big operation?
Typically not. If someone has a concern with their home, by all means, file a claim with us. You could call our number. Again, it's 1-800-922-1678. We'd like you to call. If there's something that concerns you, call us before you have someone come in and do repairs. And no problem's too small to have us look at. But if you give us a call, we'll electronically or through the mail send you some information to complete. Once we get that back, we'll look up the mining information based on the location you give us when you call. We'll have one of our investigators come out to the site, and we'll spend a couple hours at the site looking for the types of movements that we would expect. Typically, with very shallow mining, and by that I mean less than 50 feet, we tend to get a sinkhole-like movement on the surface, a localized abrupt depression. So if we have something like that that has impacted the structure, more than likely that could be a subsidence issue. Deeper mining, we tend to get a more broad slumping of the ground. So we look for a pattern of movement on the surface, not only to perhaps the insured structures, maybe neighboring structures moving in a similar manner. So we all have a lot of experience in doing it. Typically, by the time we leave, there's a good chance we can make a conclusion on whether or not it appears to be mine subsidence or not. On rare occasions, we might do some drilling. We do have a consultant that if we're not sure a site might be undermined, but we see movements that might indicate that, we might have them come in and do some drilling.
With us today is Carl Messini, mining engineer with PADEP, and we are talking about mine subsidence insurance. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice two-bedroom home at 921 Russell Street, Navoca, for only $59,000. This home has hardwood floors throughout the first and second floors. It has a good-sized fenced-in yard and a one-car garage. It is very well-maintained, and it has many updates, including replacement windows, chimney liner, new roof, and the list goes on. That's a two-bedroom home at 921 Russell Street in Avoca with a one-car garage for only $59,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jreddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Reddy, in with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
We're back.
And we are with Carl Messini, mining engineer with PA's DEP.
PA? What do you mean PA?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I was going to, you know, because I'm...
Do New Yorkers say NY?
No, never.
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 But we from Pennsylvania often say PA.
PA.
And that's the difference.
That's how you know you're from Pennsylvania.
Yes. Every time I was with your family in New York, they would say, so how's Pennsylvania? But if you're from PA, how's PA?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So you're from the Pennsylvania DEP.
Pennsylvania DEP.
Oh, okay.
Even though you're calling in from California. Which is in Pennsylvania, southwest of...
southwestern part of the state.
All right, good.
That's right. And there's a Rome in New York, too, but it's not the same.
No Coliseum.
No Coliseum up there.
Okay, Carl, so far we talked about websites that offer mapping, and there's one that is more detailed than the other. You can review those in a moment. We talked about that in the first half of the show, and we were talking about who should get mine subsidence insurance and how much it costs. Can I have those websites and your contact information, please?
Yeah, our toll-free number, if you had any questions or didn't want to go onto websites, we could get you an application, whatever's necessary, we'll help you. It's 1-800-922-1678. The website for our Minds of Science Insurance Program, again, offered by the state of Pennsylvania, it's a nonprofit program, was instituted back actually in the 1960s. It's www.pamsi.org. And that's our Pennsylvania Minds of Science Insurance website. Everything you would need, you could also find on there. For more detailed information, if you want to look at detailed mind maps, perhaps if you're thinking about building somewhere and want to look into the mining and might be interested in a detailed map, there's another website. It's PA Mind Map Atlas. And the website for that is www.pamindmaps.psu.edu.
And you mentioned that these are a work in progress, so if you don't see your area listed, it doesn't mean it's not going to be listed. It just means it's taking a little bit more time to get that information uploaded.
Well, that would be for the PA Mind Map Atlas, more detailed information site. That's constantly being updated. But our website, just for the purpose of telling you whether or not you're under mine or not, that is completely up to date and accurate. It's just you would type in your address on our website. And again, that's the www.pamsi.org. Once you got in there, you could see a place to type in your address. It'll zoom you to a location. And based on, there'll be a legend on the map. It's either one of two colors, or I'm sorry, one of three colors. If it's gray, and again, it would show you this on there. There's mining beneath you. And generally speaking, if there's mining beneath you, you need to have the insurance. If it's a pink color, we suspect there's mining in the area. We're not 100% certain, but we would still recommend that you get the insurance. If you see neither of those colors, you would not need the insurance. There's either no coal and or no mining beneath you.
We had an insurance agent on a couple of weeks ago, and we were discussing this, and he said, if you're anywhere in a valley from Carbondale down to Wilkes-Barre, he says, there's probably a mine near you.
You're right, Pat. The Wyoming Valley, the most populated area, the northern coal field up there, there's you know, tens, if not maybe hundreds of thousands of homes in that particular area that usually, if, like you said, if you're in the valley, you're probably mining beneath you, wherever that coal seam, or coal seams, I should say, in the anthracite region, where they existed, typically they were mined. So, again, if there's various resources to find out. If you find out you are undermined, there's different fallacies that are out there. Someone might tell you, well, if you're more than 100 feet above the mine, you don't need the insurance, or my home's been here for 75 years, I've never had a problem. There's rock between me and the mine. All those aren't true. I've seen cases with some signs 10 feet or less to the mine, up to 600 and some feet to the mine. So the surface effects are different, but if there's mining beneath you, and if you can afford it, you don't have to get full coverage if you don't like to, but at least get some coverage.
First half of the show, you mentioned the cost.
Yeah, the cost, generally speaking, the cost is about 55 cents per $1,000 of coverage. Just to give you some numbers, for $50,000 of coverage a year, it's $32.50. $100,000, you're looking at $57.50. And if you're a senior citizen, 65 or older, you're going to get a 10% discount on the rates. And again, all this information is, the rate charts are on our website.
So it makes sense. How do you know the difference between mine subsidence and settling? How does one know the difference? How can one tell?
Mine subsidence is typically a very sudden surface movement. It's basically one day your home is fine, there's no problems, and then suddenly you've got a major issue where you notice a significant drop in a lower portion of the home. Utility lines might break. You got windows and doors suddenly not working. You might even notice a tilt or lean to the home. So those typically are the most common factors associated with mine subsidence. There are other things that cause damages to homes that we have, even our investigators have good experiences in recognizing some of these and might be able to offer you, if it's not a mine subsidence issue, what might be causing the problems that we see. So if you have any issues with your home and you have the insurance and you have concerns, it's not a problem. It doesn't cost anything to call us up and file a claim. One of our investigators will come out. We'll take a look. We'll determine typically when we're there if it's a mine subsidence issue. If it's not, we might be able to give you some ideas of what the problem is, and if you're thinking about repairing it, maybe even some ideas about how to go about repairing it.
How many homes do we go into around here? I feel like I'm in a ship that's listing. It's going one way, and I'm waiting for it to come back, but it never does. It's just some of these houses are very crooked around here.
Yeah, there. You know, a lot of the mining was done, obviously, after the homes were built, and the laws back in the days of the mining, and up in the anthracite region where you're at, it's mining in the early 1800s started, if not the late 1700s. And there even weren't homes there. If there were homes, they might have been mining in such a fashion if they subsided the home at the time they were mining. Laws did protect the homeowners. Perhaps the coal company was kind enough to help them, but I know what you mean. You go into a lot of these homes and they're leaning. So, you know, if someone with that situation applies, they would need to disclose that on their application. We try to inspect as many homes as we can to do a pre-policy inspection. So we could still try to get you a policy. We might have to note some existing problems that might be excluded. I mean, the coverage is only an event that occurs during the policy period, a mine subsidence event, and damages that occur during the policy period.
So you do have to come out before you issue insurance in most cases?
We try to. I mean, depending on the volume of applications we have and our workload, we might not be able to make it out. But depending on the application, depending on where your house is located, we have information that we could look at to see if we've had problems in that area. It might require an inspection depending on various factors. So we tell people that even people buying homes that might need the insurance for closing, certain lenders require the insurance. Pennsylvania does not require it, but certain lenders might. So if you find out you do, you know, try to apply as soon as possible so that give us time to get out there and make a do an inspection before your closing, and we could get you what you need to have in hand before the closing.
So how long does this process usually take, application to insurance?
Well, if you would let us know that you need it, you know, you're closing at the end of the week, and if there's any way we could get out there, we're probably going to find a way to get out there to do the inspection. Normally, we have 60 days to act on an application. It rarely takes that long unless we just get overwhelmed with applications. If we get an event and everyone starts to apply. But typically, I'd say 2 or 3 weeks, we're probably going to contact you and get out there and do an inspection. And while one of the investigators is there, they could tell you typically whether or not we're going to be able to insure you. And if so, insurance becomes effective that day. We formally notify you with a certificate of insurance a couple weeks later.
Excellent. Carl Messini, mining engineer with Pennsylvania's DEP. We appreciate your time with us today. Before we close, can you give us your contact information, your phone number, and website information once again?
Our phone number, if you have any questions about the insurance, it's 1-800-922-1678. The website for the Pennsylvania Mine Subsidence Insurance Program is www.pamsi.org. And just one other one I'll throw out that we talked about for people interested in looking at detailed mining information for your region, they could go on a website. It's the PA Mine Map Atlas website. That's constantly being updated with detailed information. It's www.pamindmaps.psu.edu. Penn State is assisting us in working with that website.
Thank you, Carl. Would you come back next week, please?
Sure. I'd like to, Jackie.
Thanks. Pat?
Yes, we have an updated 3-bedroom home at 910 Orchid Street in Scranton for only $46,000. I had to check the price because I thought it was wrong, but it's $46,000. This house is priced, it's priced to sell, it's priced right. It's in moving condition, it has many updates, including new windows, new roof, and a new patio. It has amazing views of the valley from the front of the house, and it has a one-car garage. That's a great house at a great price of only $46,000 at 910 Orchid Street in Scranton. And And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you. Remember to join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.